We're joined by David. He lives in Brunswick. He posted this notice on a real estate sign. Hi there, David.
Hi, Raf. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Look, can I ask you, it's not such a lengthy notice, but can I ask you to sort of just read out what you've put on this bit of paper?
Yeah, certainly. Okay.
Go for it.
Before considering buying this property, please turn around.
That's the big letters, yep.
Yes, with an exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. That behind you is a beloved live music venue. There are bands playing there nearly every night and they play until late. They play loud because they play with passion. Yes, you will be able to hear it late at night. No, the real estate agent won't tell you that. So please consider yourself warned. If you purchase this property, you have no grounds to complain about the music or the noise. It was here before you and is a part of Brunswick culture, a culture that has been largely built by struggling artists, musicians and creative folk. Now that you want to buy into the culture and the postcode, you should be willing to respect the lay of the land. Thank you and have a nice day.
Okay. Now, David, you're fighting a losing battle, aren't you?
Possibly, yeah.
Hmm. That's okay?
Yeah. Well, I'd prefer to be fighting that battle than not at all.
Right. Better to die on your feet than live on your knees kind of thing.
Well, I think I'm fighting a good fight.
Hmm. Look, I know it was tweeted out and it's had a good response. That's how we saw it on social media.
Yep.
Do you know if other people in the street near where you live have had some sort of response to it?
No, I don't know about the street. I do know that the initial notice has been torn off.
Oh, has it? Right, okay.
But it's been reposted.
Okay. It's been
a number of times.
Was that reposted by you or by others?
By myself. So far, three times.
Okay. And I understand there's been interest in your sign from interstate, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I think when it sort of caused a bit of a kerfuffle on the internet, a few people said, you know, people in other communities where live music's been struggling, Perth and Newcastle, for instance, have said, we need that here.
Right.
And the response has been, well, you know, make your own sign. Go and do that. Be active.
Sure. Mm. But don't you, I mean, you do have as much right, don't you, as a new resident as much as an old one to say, well, listen, now I live here, I want, you know, my privacy, my quiet, my solitude. I mean, real estate's probably arguably a bigger driver of economic activity. It might not be the economic activity you like, but people have a right to move in and expect, I don't know, a particular standard, don't they?
Yes, that's right. I think legally all those things you mentioned are protected just as much for the new resident as they are for the existing resident.
Yeah.
And I haven't lived in Brunswick for very long myself.
Right.
But I think, you know, I took it upon myself, I believe quite fairly, to explain the nature of the surrounds that prospective buyer would be moving into. Because frankly, my suspicion is that the real estate agents are not forthcoming with this sort of information. For instance,
it's obvious, though, isn't it? I mean, they're across the road. It is across the road from a pub, isn't it?
It is, but it's across the road from the back of a pub. So it's you see are the big stinky bins.
Mm, good point.
Okay, so and for instance, if on the day of the auction or the day of the, I think recently they had an open house, there wouldn't have been bands playing at that pub.
No, indeed,
at that time.
Yeah. What time do they usually play till?
I'm not sure. Maybe midnight. I'm not sure. Okay. I've got to say that I don't actually frequent the place myself.
Mm. Oh, okay, so you don't even go there?
Not often. I do from time to time.
Right. So why kick up a fuss then if you don't even go there? Why? What moved you to, what gave you the passion to do this?
Well, I guess to declare my vested interest, I'm a musician. I've been part of this musical community for about 4 years and prior to that in elsewhere in Newcastle.
Mm.
And I think it's... I think there needs to be a link broken between what's happening now with prospective tenants and buyers and then VCAT and real estate agents.
Mm.
I mean, if I was to, if I was kept awake at night by trains, I wouldn't move somewhere near a train line.
Right, okay.
If I didn't like the smell of the ocean, I wouldn't live on a harbour.
Mm.
So if a prospective buyer or renter doesn't like to be kept awake at night, maybe they are, maybe they're not, I'm not sure, then you wouldn't move in next to a pub. But I don't think real estate agents would declare those things.
Look, David, just let me read a few of these texts.
Sure.
We bought next to a school that we thought closed at 4. Wrong. 10 p.m. plus and noise. That's from John in Northcote. I noticed the other day the Station Hotel in Paran has been pulled down. I didn't know that. Must have got too noisy. Rock and roll ain't noise pollution. That's from John. And then quite a few texts, I have to say, David, in support of you. I'd be interested to know what people think. 1300 222 774. But these texts... If you move next to a highway, you know what you're getting. Same with an airport, so why not a live music venue? You buy near a freeway, noise. A pub, noise. Why different? That's from Nathan in Malvern. Don't know if there are many noisy pubs in Malvern or not. So, David, I'm interested, because at the very beginning I said you're fighting a losing battle, yet you're still willing to do this, and you don't even go to the pub that often.
No, but it's the culture I want to protect. And, you know, okay... It's not just the retreat. I don't know if the retreat's even in danger, but look at what's happening right now with the Bendigo Hotel.
Yes.
I mean, last night that almost went to VCAT. It was just, you know, saved at the last minute. But that's someone's livelihood, the publican, and also the, you know, the people that work there, that play there, which is another form of working. It's something I feel very passionate about. It's interesting. When the initial Slam rally happened in 2010...
The Save the Live Music stuff, yes.
That's right. Up on the behind the podium, up on the steps of Parliament, were at the time opposition members, members of the Liberal Party, and they were dancing around like they'd never actually done that before, and they were toting a whole bunch of signs saying "Liberals love live music." Mm. Now, I'd hand them the challenge right now. You know, what are they doing about this? What are they doing about the Bendigo Hotel? And are they talking to Yarra Council about what's going on there? VCAT, for instance.
We'll see. We'll find out. Mm. Look, David, thank you. I'm glad you came on to talk to us to explain your tweet. I'll be interested to see what happens there.
Mm, pleasure. Thank you, Raph.